Welcome to the podcast service of the Massachusetts Climate Action Network. Visit us online at massclimateaction.net or friend us on Facebook.
Hi. And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of June 20th, 2017. Today we're joined by our frequent guest, the prolific commentator, Mr. D.R. Tucker. How are you doing, D.R.?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, very well, D.R. So, D.R., a few weeks ago, after our fearless leader pulled the United States out of the Paris Accord, another guy named Scott Pruitt, who is the he's head of the EPA, basically. He's mm-hmm. in the footsteps of St. Gina McCarthy. He's now in there tromping around. Scott Pruitt, head of the EPA, has been supportive of pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. He appeared on Sunday morning TV shows to talk about the decision. And mm-hmm. he made the claim, I don't know if you saw this, he made the claim that there were 50,000 new coal jobs since President Trump was elected. Did you see mm-hmm. that?
Yes, I saw that claim, and I also saw the claim debunked, as you might imagine.
That, well, thank God for that. Can you tell me? Do you have the details in front of me, or shall I tell my fake news part of the my fake news understanding of what happened?
You can provide the fake news understanding of it.
What I read was that Pruitt got on Face the Nation and, you know, the Fox, whatever the Fox thing is, and all of the shows, and said that there were 50,000 coal jobs that had been added. And it turns out if you go backwards and look into the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the thing, I'll try and find the link, that since the end of Q3, which I guess would be October of last year, there have been 50,000 new jobs in the mining sector, right? Mm-hmm. Which is substantially different than coal jobs. And when you break it down, there was something like 400 new coal jobs over the last few months as a result of our new policies. And that Pruitt got rated, was it the Washington Post? It was not four Pinocchios. It was four something.
It was four Pinocchios, yeah.
Four Pinocchios for telling what amounted to an incredibly misleading, taking a statistic, warping it out of out of comprehension and claiming mm-hmm. that this was a fact. And I just thought it was, it gives you a sense of what you're up against. I mean, what kind of people you're dealing with. I don't know.
It was more of Kellyanne Conway's alternative facts.
Yeah. Yeah. So if someone tells you that the new policies and pulling out of the Paris Accord are bringing back coal jobs, it ain't necessarily so. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's put that on the wall as sort of an unhappy thing. But I think a more interesting question has to do with the reaction of the city of Pittsburgh to being called mm-hmm. out by, again, the president in his announcement of pulling out of the Paris Accord. I saw an article somewhere, I think it said that Pittsburgh considers itself the Paris of the Appalachians. Did you see that?
Yes,
that headline?
There's a great story in the Washington Post about this, about how aggressively Pittsburgh is moving towards clean energy and basically pushing back against this sort of stereotype that Pittsburgh is addicted to old and dated energy. And again, it's the difference between forward thinking and backward thinking. When Scott Pruitt was on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace asked him, when you're trying to defend these coal jobs, isn't it like sort of like the horse and buggy industry trying to defend itself when cars were coming online? And that's the difference. And that's the difference here, that Pittsburgh and the mayor of Pittsburgh, who is Bill Perduto, I believe his name is basically going all in on clean energy. He himself is committed to, putting Pittsburgh in accord with the Paris Climate Agreement. And meanwhile, on a federal level, you see this looking back at 1950s era energy.
Well, and I think that Pittsburgh, because Trump called it out, right? It's so ironic that he should call out this city, which in fact is, committed and believes in clean energy. But I don't think Pittsburgh's the only place, right? There are cities across the country that have reacted. I think in downtown Boston, the mayor had green light shining all over City Hall the night that we pulled out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it, there's this sort of nationwide reaction to the decision to pull out, and I think it's heartening. I think that's something that we and why is that? Let me just say that one of the reasons that cities are so important to addressing climate change, or can be construed, you can think of it this way, is that cities are a fantastic opportunity to have low carbon living. Well, it's just the opposite. You think that if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you can live a carbon-free lifestyle. But in fact, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you have to drive yourself everywhere, support, you know, all your food has to be brought to you. Whereas if you live in a city, your transportation can be quite efficient. All the buildings can be quite efficient in terms of energy usage. I mean, it's a small, compact, relatively speaking, compact, packed place where lots of people are. So there's great opportunities within the cities of the world to address climate change. And they may be the leading forces going forward if the Trumpster has his way, right?
Exactly. I mean, there is an argument to be made that if cities step up, we can still get, obviously we won't get as far as where we could have been with federal leadership, but we can get as close as possible hitting that goal.
Well, and I think that the cities have a tremendous opportunity to become leaders, and especially given the fact that certainly in the United States, there's a lot of people who live in cities. And I think the first time ever, I mean, there's more people in cities than outside of cities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it is the way forward. It's the way forward. And there's, what is it, Bloomberg, right? He has the thing called the C40. 40 cities across the country, around the world, basically, right?
Exactly. And it's I was going to say, you know, how interesting is it that, you know, Trump Tower having its base of operations in New York, that's the city that long before he even thought of running for president, pushed back against his ideas on energy.
Yeah. Well, I think that all politics is local, right? Even global warming becomes local.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the other sort of, speaking of Paris and Pittsburgh, Paris is a lovely place. I wish I'd been there more often. But I just want everyone to know, any climate scientists out there, or people that want to start a clean energy business, as an example of the opportunity that our dear leader is passing up on in terms of clean energy development and the economic benefits of clean energy. There's this new guy who got elected over in France, right? And his name is, I will say it anglicized, right? Emmanuel Macron. I won't give you my French interpretation of his name, right? But Emmanuel Macron. And he has been several YouTube videos with perfect English saying, if you're a climate scientist or you want to start a climate, a clean energy company, please come to France. We want you in our country. We will support you. Please come be with us. It's a very tempting offer, right? And they have very good food in France. Have you seen any of those, Nia?
I've seen it, and it sort of goes to the idiocy of Trump's decision, because if these entrepreneurs and if these innovators move to France and become prosperous in France, even if there's a change of administrations in the United States, they may not come back to the United States and all their jobs will be in France. So essentially, once again, Trump has in effect outsourced clean energy to all these foreign countries. And this is the guy who said he was going to bring jobs back from foreign countries. He's sending jobs to foreign countries. Real surprise.
I mean, not to go too far afield here, but I read a report that said the Donald was upset by the handshake that Emmanuel Macron gave him when they visited France. You saw the video where Macron held on to his hand and just kept holding on to his hand until finally Donald said uncle. I read somewhere that really shook shook up the president, and that's part of the reason that he backed out of the Paris Accord, just out of spite.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
It was interesting, although if I were Macron, I would not have done that because I would question whether Trump washed his hands.
Well, you know, he doesn't need much soap for those little fingers of his. He can just do it in a little tiny bowl. Oh, my God. All right. We got to put it down there, DR. We'll put up links to some of the stuff we talked about at the blog. It's at massclimateaction.org/blog. You can find us on Facebook at /massclimateaction. Please share us with your friends so they can hear just how smart DR is every week. You can listen to us directly on your smartphone using Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Overcast, Podbean, SoundCloud, and other directories. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Massachusetts Climate Action. So we will close the way we always close, by saying that because we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, because we accept responsibility for building a durable future, because we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out, we must insist that the reckless policies of the new administration not be accepted as normal, and that the United States put a long-term and equitable price on carbon. So, DR, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
Thanks for everyone for listening in. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
For being with us, and until next time, be green.
Very cool.